Messages that have been prepared for us in our hearts, and also just joining in today with the wonderful worship of Christmas in song and in worship with Him. So let's go ahead and begin everything in prayer. Father, thank you so much that we can be before you here now. Just astounded because, Lord, we look to you and we say, you are majestic, and you are so amazing. Thank you, Father, for risking all of eternity to bring back fallen humanity into yourself. Father, for doing it all, that, Lord, you completed and accomplished everything because out of your great love, you reconciled us. Lord, we are so amazed to hear of this story because it is fresh and living every day. It is our life. It is our life song. And so, Father, as we just bask in that and connect with Father, your Holy Spirit, and what He has to share with us today, Lord, we're excited to be changed even more so into Father, your very image and who you are. Lord, we just give it to you completely to just show us and reveal us who you are in this time. In Jesus, Lord, we pray these things. Amen.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
마태복음 1장 18절에서 25절까지의 말씀 읽겠습니다. 예수 그리스도의 나심은 이러하니라. 그 모친 마리아가 요셉과 정혼하고 동거하기 전에 성령으로 잉태된 것이 나타났더니 그 남편 요셉은 의로운 사람이라 저를 드러내지 아니하고 가만히 끊고자 하여 이 일을 생각할 때에 주의 천사가 현몽하여 가로되 다윗의 자손 요셉아 내 아내 마리아 데려오기를 무서워 말라. 저에게 잉태된 자는 성령으로 된 것이라. 아들을 낳으리니 이름을 예수라 하라. 이는 그가 자기 백성을 저희 죄에서 구원할 자이심이라 하니라. 이 모든 일에 된 것은 주께서 선지자로 하신 말씀을 이루려 하심이니 가라사대 보라 처녀가 잉태하여 아들을 낳을 것이요 그 이름은 임마누엘이라 하리라 하셨으니 이를 번역한즉 하나님이 우리와 함께 계시다 함이라. 요셉이 잠을 깨어 일어나서 주의 사자의 분부대로 행하여 그 아내를 데려왔으나 아들을 낳기까지 동침치 아니하더니 나음에 이름을 예수라 하니라.
Lindroy CK, thank you so much for reading God's word, sharing that with us this morning. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. It's good to be here celebrating Christmas together as God's people, as his family. Just want to share with you a very, very short message that I believe God would have us hear today in connection with those verses that we have just read together. You'll remember that we have been going through a series called Name Above All. And we have been looking at the names that Jesus has been given throughout the Bible. And the Bible says that he has been given the name which is above every other name. That means that there is nothing else in this earth or anywhere else that is named who or what has a name above Jesus. Because Jesus has been given that name by God. He has authority. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, is Lord of all. And there's two things that I would like us to just learn and to remember and to take hold of today. Those verses that Linroy read to us from Isaiah, they were written hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And God spoke through a prophet, a man called Isaiah. And this man, by God's instruction, said that there would be one who was to be born of a virgin. And I was thinking about this. I wonder what people thought throughout the centuries as they read this prophecy. As they would open up the scroll that Isaiah had written, and they would read from what we know as chapter 9. And they would read that God spoke and said that there would be one who would come as the Messiah, the Savior of all humanity, but that his beginning, his birth, his natural birth would be by a virgin. I wonder if people stopped and thought, that's not possible. That just doesn't happen. But my friends, when God speaks, there is so much truth in what God says that when he speaks it, it is as though it has already happened. It is 100% truth. And God said that the Savior of humanity would be born of a virgin. And we know from history and from our Bibles that about 2,000 years ago, the impossible happened. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. The Messiah, the Savior of all humanity, was born in human form. My friends, I want you to take this into your hearts, this truth. When God speaks, when God utters from his mouth words, those words are truth. They are absolute truth. When God speaks a promise, when God gives us his word, that promise will surely come to pass. Every word that God has spoken is full of who he is. It is full of life. It is full of truth. And we may sometimes read our Bibles and wonder, does God really mean that? When God says that he forgives all my sin through Jesus Christ, is that truth? Well, my friends, if God said it, then yes, it is truth. It is absolute. And there is nothing and there is no one that can come against that word and overturn it. In just the same way as people perhaps read about the virgin birth of Jesus and may have thought, really? How? How is that possible? Maybe sometimes we read our Bibles and we think the same. How is that possible that God puts within me his Holy Spirit? Is it true, my friends? Because God spoke it, it is true. The Bible says that every word that God speaks, whether God speaks directly into our hearts as his children, whether God speaks to us through his word, our Bible, every word is true. Every promise will come to pass. And I want to encourage you this morning to hold on and to believe and to stand upon the word of God, because the word of God can never fail. God said, in just the same way as the rain and the snow comes from heaven and it waters the earth so that the earth can bring forth fruit, so is my word that proceeds from my mouth. It will never return to me empty and void. In other words, God says, if I've said it, I will do it. And God gives us his Holy Spirit so that by faith we can believe what God has said. I pray that this at this time of year, as we think about an incredible miracle, not just of a child being born of a virgin, but of this child being the very Son of God, as we think about those things, as we realize that those naturally impossible things happened, so let us open the word of God and open our hearts so that as God's word comes to us, we may be able to receive it as truth and believe it and live according to it. The Bible says that this child who was born was to be known as Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. As you will remember, as we have looked at some of the names of Jesus, those names are eternal because Jesus is eternal. Jesus is not just one who lives forever, but he lives now as a man, as a risen man, as one who has been raised from the dead. And the Bible says he's no longer will he die. And every name that he has been given is a name that not just identifies him as being different from someone else, but they show us who he really is. And the Bible says that this Jesus is Mighty God. I want you to stop and think about what that means. He's not just God. He is Mighty God. My friends, Jesus is able to do what no man can do. Jesus is able, as the living Word of God, to bring the very heart and the very thoughts and the very intentions of God, to bring them into being in our lives. And whatever experience we go through, whatever challenge of life we may face, whatever the enemy of God and the enemy of believers would try to throw against us, my friends, Jesus is Mighty God. Whatever we're going through at this moment in time, let us remember this. This little babe who we think of as being born in the manger of a stable. Right there is Mighty God. There is the one who created everything that we know. There is the Savior of the world. There is one who has been given the name which is above every other name, Mighty God. My friends, the Spirit of Jesus Christ lives and dwells within the heart of every believer. We have dwelling within us, living within our being, Mighty God. And I pray that this Christmas time, you will get something of a revelation of the gift that God has given to us. Mighty God, the name above all names, the one who has come to give us eternal life. The Bible says that God is for us. Mighty God is for you. You know, the whole world could be against you. Everyone could turn their backs on you. But the Bible says God is for us. And God has so demonstrated his love to us. This mighty God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the living Word of God. Where does he live? By his Spirit within us. May God's Word dwell richly in us. May we become conscious by the Holy Spirit that this mighty one, this everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, dwells within us by his Holy Spirit to lead us into triumph, into victory. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we're going to continue to worship God now. We're going to sing some more Christmas carols, some more worship and praise songs to our God. I'd like to invite you to stand together as we worship him.
Step down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. Altogether love, altogether world, altogether wonderful to me. King of the day, so, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, oh, full of saving King. So here I am to worship, here I am.
How much it costs to see.
Here I am to say that you're my God. You altogether love me, altogether to worship, here we are to bow down, here we are to say that you're our God. You all together love me, all together worthy, all together wonderful to love. Has been given the King of our freedom. Sing for the light has come. This is Christmas. Come and adore Him. Bring gifts before Him. Joy to the world. Worship the sun. This is Christmas. Jesus Emmanuel, you with us tell all the world. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. We are no longer lost, cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. Sing with the angels and lift up your voices, joining the song of hope. This is Christmas. Jesus Emmanuel, you with us tell all the world. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. We are no longer lost, cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. His love will reign forever. 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 His love will reign. Jesus Emmanuel, you with us tell all the world. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. We are no longer lost, cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior. We have a Savior. His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. His love will reign forever. Scott. He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from hell. Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, His blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole world trembles and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. From heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you.
Please sit down. We have a seat. We'll read a Bible verse. 누가복음 2장 8절에서 14절까지 말씀입니다. 그 지경에 목자들이 밖에서 밤에 자기 양떼를 지키더니 주의 천사가 곁에 서고 주의 영광이 저희를 두루 비추매 크게 무서워하는지라. 천사가 이르되 무서워 말라. 보라, 내가 온 백성에게 미칠 큰 기쁨의 좋은 소식을 너희에게 전하노라. 오늘날 다윗의 동네에 너희를 위하여 구주가 나셨으니 곧 그리스도 주시나. 너희가 가서 강보에 쌓여 구유에 누인 아기를 보리니 이것이 너희에게 표적이니라 하더라. 호련히 허다한 천군이 그 천사와 함께 있어 하나님을 칭송하여 가로되 지극히 높은 곳에서는 하나님께 영광이요 땅에서는 기뻐하심을 입은 사람들 중에 평화로다 하니라. 아멘. 요한복음 3장 16절에서 17절 말씀입니다. 하나님이 이 세상을 이처럼 사랑하사 독생자를 주셨으니 이는 저를 믿는 자마다 멸망치 않고 영생을 얻게 하려 하심이라 하니라. 하나님이 그 아들을 이 세상에 보내신 것은 세상을 심판하려 하심이 아니요 저로 말미암아 세상이 구원을 받게 하려 하심이니라. 아멘.
Okay, Luke 2, 21 and 25 to 32. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to the word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, and a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Well, good morning, and it's so good to see all of you. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Jack, and it's a wonderful privilege to be here on this special Christmas service with you. Together with my wife and our three children, we've been serving in Nepal as an extension of the nations right here, and I look forward in services to come to share more with you about all that God is doing with us there and for his kingdom. But it's a great privilege to celebrate together this morning something so joyous, and to see the children also enjoying themselves here. So we've had some beautiful readings this morning. I love both of them. I think that there is so much that could be drawn out by the help of the Holy Spirit. But I think back to that time when Simeon was there, standing on the steps of the temple. And he was a man who had waited for this day for much of his life, having been foretold by the Holy Spirit that one day he would see with his own eyes that which would come that would redeem the world, salvation delivered to the world. And so all of these years he was waiting, and there on the steps of the temple now in his hands had been filled for years with children who were brought to the temple to be dedicated over the Lord. And I wonder if perhaps in each one of those occurrences, as he held the small little boy or the small little girl, if he wondered, was this the one? Is this the one that God is going to send? But something was different about this young boy. And the Bible tells us that Simeon, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, having his eyes opened by the Spirit, now is holding this young boy, and something inside of him is erupting in a way that he had never experienced before. He is holding in his hands the very Savior of the world. And his eyes are opened, and we hear that beautiful text and the reading, "My eyes are seeing and looking upon your salvation." You know, there are many things that come to our mind when we think about Christmas. Maybe for you, it's all of the celebrations and activities and decorations and food. And maybe for some of you, it's a combination of those things and what we're reading of today and remembering Christ's birth. But there is also a scripture that I'd like to add this morning as we contemplate the real and true purpose and meaning of Christmas. It's found in 1 John chapter 3 and verse about 18 or 19. And it says that for this purpose was the Son of God appeared to the world, and that is to destroy the works of the devil. This purpose was the Son of God revealed to the world to destroy the works of the devil. And so maybe there are many words that come into your mind when you think about Christmas. Maybe one of them is not destruction and annihilation. But really, Christmas is all about destruction. It is about God destroying the kingdom that had been erected by Satan and his cohorts that had gone uncontested for millennia. 3,000 years almost since the fall of Adam. The forces of darkness have invaded the world. They have injected their evil sin, the poison, into the hearts of humanity. It now fills the life and the veins of every person that walks on the planet because they are descendants of Adam. And there is a cry in the heart of God's people for an answer. A remedy to this disease called sin that has no solution. And now Simeon is holding in his hands, for the first time throughout all of the ages, the antidote, the answer for this plague in humanity. And it comes in the form of this little child named Jesus from Nazareth. Here he is, this one, this small one, wrapped in swaddling clothes that looks so innocent, that looks so pure. He is the one who will destroy. He is the one who will take back the kingdom of God and hand the keys of death, hell, and grave back into the hands of humanity. When we think about that glorious word, salvation, sometimes I wonder if we know the depths of its meaning, that we are being saved from the wrath of God. We are being delivered from the hand and snare of the fowler, that God is rescuing us from an imminent death and bringing and translating into us into his kingdom of light. And this little child, given into the hands of Simeon, represented the complete annihilation and destruction of the forces of darkness that had reigned uncontested for thousands of years. God so sent his Son to us that if we would believe in him, that we could have eternal life, that we could be saved from our sins. This need of saving comes to all of us. It comes to all of humanity, and it was delivered God's means of grace, God's mechanism of salvation, and God's instrument of destruction could be found in that young child that Simeon is holding. He lifts that child up to the Lord. And under the influence of the Holy Spirit, Simeon and the Word, the Spirit and the Word come together, and they form a beacon that is sounded off throughout the ages of eternal hope in God, of great security for the hearts of men, that salvation is come, that God has an answer, that God's remedy is now here to bring and deliver people from their sins. God has a work in our heart today. You know, there is a reason for the appearing of Jesus Christ. People think that just back in this day that we celebrate thousands of years ago, that this appearing worked for us something today, but Jesus Christ is still appearing today. He is appearing in a temple built by the Holy Spirit that you and I now have become the very housing of God. And when Christ is revealed in us, the works of the devil are destroyed. The works of the enemy are destroyed. The strife that Satan would like to bring to our marriages, the sickness that he would like to bring to our bodies, the confusion that comes to our minds, when Christ appears within us, the work of Satan is destroyed. Can I hear an amen this morning? There is a reason for Christmas. There is a reason for the appearing of Jesus Christ. It is about destruction of the enemy's plans, destruction of the kingdom of darkness strategies in this world. And I'm so thankful today that we can celebrate God's plan of salvation, God's deliverance to you and I, both back then and now today, and that we can see Jesus appear in and through us today to destroy the works of Satan in our own lives, and that you and I can be used to manifest Christ in this world to destroy the kingdom of Satan wherever it exists. Amen. We're doing that in a place called Nepal at the top of the world in the Himalayas, but you can do it right here in Suwon. As Christ is known in your heart, as he appears to you, you can see the power of sin destroyed in your life, and you can begin to see God's freedom work through you to help liberate others who sit in darkness, others who sit bound and fettered to an evil slave master called sin. Christ came to destroy it. And so of all the words that you associate with Christmas, perhaps destruction and annihilation has not been a part of your Christmas vocabulary, but I would say graft it in and know and celebrate today that Jesus Christ was given into the hands of Simeon to be raised to the Lord and dedicated him for the express purpose of destroying the works of the evil one, both back then and now today. My friends, we have a weapon given to us. A weapon was placed into the hands of Simeon, and it is given to us today to triumph over darkness, to triumph over evil. That is what Jesus coming to the world, God with us, Emmanuel, secured. He forever took the sin nature upon himself when he clothed himself in humanity. He took it down in his death to the grave, and there he buried it forever, rose again by the power of God, and translates that life to all those who call upon his name. We have a glorious liberty as children of God, as the sons of God, those that walk in the Spirit. They know the voice of God. The sons of God know how to follow him. God has come to us. He's now, through his son Jesus Christ, brought us into his life. And today we celebrate the absolute destruction of the kingdom of darkness and celebrate the wonderful freedom that we have as the children of God. Amen. Amen. I think I'm going to start preaching. I'll stop right now so that we can stay in our Christmas flow here. But it's so good to be back. I want you to go away this week, this month, perhaps even this year to come, and celebrate what Christ has done in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm so happy that Christmas is not all about Santa Claus. But there is a much more eternal message. There's a life-giving message to each one of us. And it's our prayer that every single one of us and our families that are represented here, our homes that we come from, that we would not just experience the peace and the joy that comes with knowing Jesus Christ, But that freedom, the Bible says that through Christ Jesus, we have been set free from the power of sin that leads to death. And every time over this season, we think about Jesus, whether it's in a manger, or whatever picture we may have, let us know that that is the victory that has been given to us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Well, we're going to be closing our service in just a moment. Before we do that, we're going to worship God one more time together. And as we do that, we're going to ask the ushers to come and receive our tithes and our offerings this morning. If you're a guest with us, we just want you to be sure that there's no obligation right here and now for you to give money. What we're doing here is something that as a church family, we do every week. We believe that God blesses us with every good thing that we have. And that out of that, the very first 1/10 or 10% is what we call the tithe, which belongs to God. And we love to bring that as an act of worship and praise to Him, as well as offerings and gifts as well. So, shall we stand together? Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Let's worship Him. Let's give Him the praise that He's due.
A child has been given, the King of our freedom. Sing, for the light has come. This is Christmas. Come and adore, and bring gifts before. Joy to the world, worship the Son. This is Christmas. Jesus Emmanuel, you with us, tell all the world, we have a Savior, we have a Savior. We are no longer lost, 'cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. Lift up your voices, join in the song of hope. This is Christmas. Jesus Emmanuel, you with us, tell all the world, we have a Savior, we have a Savior. I'm no longer lost, 'cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior. His love will reign forever, His love will reign forever, His love will reign forever. 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 Jesus Emmanuel, you with us, tell all the world, we have a Savior, we have a Savior. Lost, 'cause He has come down for us. We have a Savior, we have a Savior.
Let us pray. Father God, we say thank You for the gift of life, the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. Thank you that you so loved us, that you gave Jesus, that we may believe in him, that we may see the power of sin broken, destroyed in our lives, that we may step into that relationship with you, that we may be saved forever, that we may be your children, that you may be our Father. Oh God, we thank you for Christmas. And we pray that at this time, as the name of Jesus is exalted and lifted high, we pray, Lord God, that many would be drawn and may come to know Jesus as their Savior personally for themselves. We give you praise, Lord God, for this time of year. We thank you for one another. We thank you for all that by your Holy Spirit you're working in and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.